Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
The Burt Show.
All right, so today we start our Burt Show's New Year's resolutions. We're going to see how long these will last. Crap.
We might have already screwed them up.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't. Burt did.
Well, it was more of a toss. It wasn't an egg.
Burt threw a paper wad.
Can we agree that they start right now since we're reminding each other about it?
Yeah, well, it has to start with a reminder because I forget what all of them were.
Me too.
But we did say, though.
You said we wouldn't remind her. Yeah. We wouldn't remind each other.
Here they are.
Okay. Well, that resolution's been broken.
Yeah. Yeah, the first resolution is there's going to be no reminders of the resolution. So we're going to go into this knowing that we've already broken them. Okay. So we're resetting.
We figured we're no different than you guys, that we'll set these sort of in-show resolutions, and they'll be broken within, if not 3 hours, then 3 weeks.
So the first one is already broken. I know that Bert and I both broke the first one already.
What's the first one?
No cussing.
Oh.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
We did?
Are there any effing pens that work in the studio?
Oh, you just did that one too.
It's so frustrating. 20 pens here and none of them work. Okay. Guilty.
First one. And then...
That's fantastic.
We're 32 minutes into the show.
Yeah. Suggestive language was one that...
I think we ruined that when we talked about our Saturday night.
Okay.
Did you guys get sexual with each other on Saturday?
We did.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a matter of time. Is that your little, you were really showing him how thankful you were he was back?
Yeah, Jessica was standing right there. It was crazy.
She carries,
it's a wild night.
Jen has a Pez dispenser filled with roofies. And so,
I take it out with me every weekend.
Where can I get one of those?
The paper wads, which I guess, Bert, you broke. I didn't see it, but yeah. You threw paper at Wendy.
No, Josh just came in here. It was more of a toss. It was a catch. It wasn't a...
Nope.
It was a catch.
Nope. You tossed it.
Was it unfolded or was it crumpled?
Crumpled.
Then it's a paper wad. Back in studio before the mics come on, which I don't think any of us, but we really haven't had a chance to
mess that one up.
You,
yet.
But I think you were doing 11 Alive.
11 Alive doesn't count.
But yeah, like, Skype doesn't count, but everything else does.
Like making a pee-pee or poo-poo.
Oh my gosh.
You're going to be late at making a thing. And then starting the meeting right at 10:30, which we won't know until Bert walks in at 10:40 today.
It's awesome.
Okay. And then did we decide that we were putting a dollar in? A dollar for every.
That's not even a dollar.
Best commercial ever. I love that.
Are we putting a dollar in for every resolution that we bust?
Melissa
said no. Melissa will lose her mind.
Okay.
She's out sick today, so we could make it for today, but when she comes back, she's not going to put in any money.
No.
She is a cheap ass.
She lost like 3 $10 bets in a row like in 2004 and has never let us forget it. Jen Hobby jumped out of a cake in her underwear once. And Melissa's like, really? Because I lost $30 in the football season 2004-05.
No cussing, no paper wads, 10:30 meeting, and suggestive language and, off the air.
And back in studio. Which you don't have to worry about, really, because... you have to be here.
Right. That one will hit you guys harder than it's going to hit me. Okay. We're good.
But I just think it's going to be interesting. You know, Natalie, did you hear all those? Will you hold on to these? Because she'll be the one to call us because we'll forget.
We can at least keep a score. If it's not going to cost us a dollar, then we can at least keep score because bragging rights in here means everything.
That's not even a dollar.
And I think as soon as one of those happens, Natalie, here's what you do. If you notice, like if we're off the air and one of us cusses or something, don't say anything then. But then when Bert turns on the microphones to whatever, just walk up to the mic and just stand at the mic and he'll know that you have to call one of us out.
Good enough?
But don't do any of it off the air. We really like to be humiliated on the air. It'd be great.
Hey, The Bert Show.